Hi, welcome to WP Conversations. I'm Stephen Cronin and I'm here with Luke Carbis. We've just finished the WordPress Brisbane meetup and we've borrowed the room so we can have a quick chat. Luke, who do you work for and what do you do?
I work for XWP and I look after product there. So XWP is a services-based company for the most part, but we realized at some point that we not just around to provide services. Actually, that our purpose is to solve pressing problems for for content creators. Bit of a play on words there. And we realized that a big part of that is actually going to be product as well as services.
Okay.
And so rather than just pigeonholing ourselves into services, we started a product side of things, and that's where I fit in.
Okay. And what are some of the products that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, we've got a lot sort of in the pipeline. We're probably most well known for a WordPress plugin called Stream. That's something that I've worked on quite a lot, and we're working on a new product that's really close to launch called Tide.
Okay, and Tide's related to something we're going to talk about later.
Okay,
so maybe we'll hold off on that for the moment. I guess one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, before you worked for XWP, because you've been there for quite a while now, 3-4 years?
Yeah, something like that.
What did you do before that?
Yeah, so actually with XWP, there's a bit of an interesting story with how I got there. It was via Stream and a company called Xteam, and it gets a little bit complicated. But before all of that journey, I was writing plugins. I was writing e-commerce plugins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And so do you think that helped you get the job with XWP or Xteam at the time?
Yeah, I think so. I remember I was, you know, doing this freelance plugin business, trying to make a little bit of money and getting by, you know, not doing fantastically, but getting by. And so after my son was born, I thought it'd be great to get something a little bit more steady and get a little bit more income in and less, you know, the ups and downs that come with client work and freelance and things like that. And XWP, or at the time Xteam, came along and it was just a perfect fit.
Yeah, cool. That was one of my questions out of this, because what I've seen is I've seen quite a few people start off freelancing or building products or something, and after a little while I meet them again and all of a sudden they're working for XWP or another big agency in the WordPress space, and I'm sort of interested in how that comes about, and I think there's probably people out there who would want to do the same thing. And so I guess that's one of my questions is, how did you do it? And if somebody came to you and said, how would I get a job with XWP, what would you advise them to do? Get involved with writing plugins, or getting involved in the community, or because you've been involved in the community as well, which of those things do you think is most valuable, or what else can they do?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I think the reason why you see so many freelancers or independent developers all of a sudden working for agencies like XWP or HumanMade or Tenor is because there's such a need for developers, and recruiting in these sorts of organizations is a big deal.
Yeah.
And so if we can find the right people who are good at their job, then absolutely we're really keen to employ them. So how can you go then from a developer who might be doing a bit of freelance work to someone who's suitable for work at one of the enterprise level agencies or WordPress.com VIP agencies, sometimes they get called. I think that what you've touched on is right. It's a combination between experience writing your own plugins and doing that sort of thing, and then also getting involved in the community. But at the end of the day, the thing that really sets, you know, a common developer apart from someone who we're going to hire is their familiarity with the WordPress coding standards. So whenever we are looking to employ someone, one of the first things we do is we get them to do like a test, like a coding challenge sort of thing.
Okay.
And it's not so much how they solve the problem as much as it is how much they kept in line with the WordPress coding standards for us.
So if they use spaces, they're out.
No. Yeah, you don't want... You want spaces in between brackets,
but the
tabs for indentation.
Tabs versus spaces, that's what I'm talking
about.
Well, this sort of leads on to the second part of the interview. I had like two distinct parts in my head. One was to ask you about your journey and community and how people can get into that sort of thing. The other part of it is around coding standards, because when I think if somebody says your name, I think, really nice guy, very involved in the community, XWP stream, and I think coding standards. Because you gave a talk, I think it was probably WordCamp Sydney a few years ago, around coding standards, and you're always sort of pushing forward. Why should people follow coding standards apart from getting a job with XWP?
Yeah, and that's a really good question, and one that I'm trying to answer a lot these days. A lot of my work is focused in on around the coding standards. So why should you care?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of good reasons to care. The most obvious is that when there's a community that all observes the same coding standards, it's really easy to take a code base from one developer to another and maintain sort of this sense that it's all been written in the same vein.
Sure.
But beyond that, coding standards aren't just sort of invented for no reason. Yep. You know, it's not like somebody came along one day and said, Yoda conditionals, that's going to trick people.
Yeah.
You know, the reasons why coding standards exist are to make code faster, to make code more secure, you know, and like more performant and less error prone, things like that.
Okay.
And so the WordPress coding standards have really been developed with that in mind, with the intention of making WordPress code better, faster, stronger.
Cool.
And if I could just take that one step further, well, if you think about where WordPress project sits in the entire sort of industry, the broader industry of the internet, the WordPress project is, you know, one of 5 to 10 major open source projects. And, you know, we all know this huge amount of traffic that, of the web that goes through WordPress every day. So we figure if we can encourage people to raise the quality of their code, to make it that little bit more performant, to make it better quality, then that really raises the standard of the entire internet, because WordPress is so focused in on that.
Sure. And to be really clear, we're not just talking about within a large organization with lots of people coding, needing to better like have familiarity with the code base so that everyone's coding with the same standards. We're also talking about if you're writing themes and plugins and things like that, you should follow the standards, right?
Right. So I recently started looking at a feature plugin called the WP Fields API.
Yep.
And it's got a lot of attention at the moment. So I decided to take a look and see how I could contribute. And because it's all written with these WordPress coding standards, everything is standards compliant, I can pick it up really easy. I can understand what's going on. And I can contribute to that in a way that's not going to leave the code base looking like spaghetti.
Sure. And now that was like a core feature plugin, but the same applies to other plugins well. So I guess one other thing I've sort of, it's been on my mind a little bit. If we look at the PHP coding standards, one of the things I've heard a couple of people say recently is, well, it's okay if you use PSR2 instead of the WordPress coding standards. What's your take on that? And I know what mine is, but what do you think?
I mean, I can see both sides of the argument, but we work in WordPress, and WordPress has a particular coding standard. If you think that should change to something else, you know, a more PHP sort of compliant standard, then we should have a discussion about that, and as a community, decide that that's what we're going to do. Yes. But right now, as a community, we've sort of decided on these particular coding standards. And so my answer would be, yes, champion that cause if that's something that you believe in. But also, right now, that's not what we're doing. So
yeah, and that's pretty much my position as well. It's, if you're using it in your own agency and it's not affecting other people, fine. But if somebody comes and inherits a WordPress installation and it's got 20 plugins on there and they're looking through it, if one of them's got a very different standard, then that makes it harder for that person who's picking it up. So it should be the same across the board if we can get it that way.
And even if you're using it in your own agency where it doesn't affect anyone, if you need to hire a good WordPress developer, they're going to have to relearn a lot of what they've already... And that's why it's important to have community-based values.
I think that's part of why this issue comes up, though, because when non-WordPress PHP developers come into the community, they want to stick to the standards that they know. But I can see that side of it, but I do think that we've got a standard and that's what we should be sticking to. But moving on, JavaScript standards. We have them, but the JavaScript world is changing rapidly. Mm. I don't know whether we're going to get React in core or Vue in core or how that's going to turn out. I think the smart money's on React at the moment, but I guess that needs to change, right? Our current JavaScript coding standards.
Yeah, so
I mean, how important is are the JavaScript coding standards? Because we often think WordPress coding standards, we often think PHP straight away.
Right, but that's not the case. Actually, the WordPress coding standards cover CSS and HTML, mm-hmm. as well as PHP and JavaScript.
Yep.
But there are gaps, you know, like how do the WordPress coding standards apply to ES6? And how do they apply to writing React?
Yeah.
What if there's some sort of conflict with React coding standards and the WordPress JavaScript coding standards? That's a really great topic and something that the community should be thinking more about.
Yeah, I guess we have to pick which one we're going to use first. Yeah. I'm not quite clear how that's happening. There was lots of discussion. I haven't heard much recently, so I'm not up with it. But I guess once we pick one, we have to then update the coding standards. Anyway, I think that covers most of what I wanted to ask you about. I'm sure I'll think of something later, but thanks for taking the time to chat. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Okay, one thing I do want to talk about is Tide, because we mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm.
I said hang off because it's around coding standards. So what is Tide?
Yeah, so right now if you're a developer and you want to make sure that your code is all up to scratch, mm-hmm. you're going to need to make sure you've got a good version of PHP installed on your Mac. And then, or Windows, if you're Stephen Cronin, and then you're going to have to install PHP Code Sniffer, and then you're going to have to get the PHP Code Sniffer rules for WordPress installed in the right place, mm-hmm. and remember to go in there and update them fairly frequently. And then with your code, your repo, you're going to need to probably create some sort of script which runs connected to a pre-commit hook and that doesn't let you commit if there are particular coding standards errors.
Yeah.
And you have to do that every single repo that you have. You can probably keep those scripts. Sure. And actually XWP has a dev lib, it's called github.com/xwp/wp-dev-lib.
Okay.
And that contains some of those scripts that you'll need and others.
We'll stick that in the show notes.
Sure, yeah, but it's this really complicated setup, right? Yeah. So Tide's trying to solve that problem by providing developers with a really easy way of checking that their code is coding standards compliant.
Cool.
And it's still in the works, the front-end facing side of things, and we're just launching an API so that you'll be able to commit code directly, that you'll be able to send code directly to the API and get a report back.
Yep.
But our larger vision is to be able to give WordPress users a good idea of all of these plugins in the repo, what's good and what's not.
Okay.
And our theory is that there's a correlation between good quality code mm-hmm. and good quality plugins.
Sure.
Right. And so if users can, as they're trying to figure out which plugin to install, if they can see this has a really good Tide score, it's really good quality code, mm-hmm. then they can expect that it's going to be a good quality plugin.
Cool.
That's a big problem in WordPress at the moment.
So basically you're taking the whole Code Sniffer world and making it a SaaS version essentially.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to be free. Yep. We don't believe in charging people who create things and distribute them freely. And we'll hopefully be charging people who sell on ThemeForest or distribute plugins via Code Canyon to be able to access that sort of premium aspect of Tide.
Yeah, cool.
And the reason why it's okay to do that for us is because we think there's going to be such a clear return on investment for those people.
Yeah, sure.
To be able to advertise, hey, our code is this much quality, according to a third party, you'll see sales boom out of that. And if you don't have a good quality score, then people are less likely to buy your code.
Makes sense to me. And I guess one of the things that I've always liked about XWP is just their commitment to the coding standards. So I don't know if people know this, but the WordPress coding standards were actually not owned, but maintained, I guess is the right word, by XWP for a long time, right?
Yeah, and we still are maintainers. There are other people involved. Interestingly, here's a little bit of hot gossip for your podcast. Is Google starting to get involved with that sort of thing?
You heard it here first.
So, you know, Google believes in an open web because they can't index a closed web.
Yep.
And they recognize WordPress as a huge, huge part of an open web.
Yeah.
And so in terms of coding standards, they're starting to really get involved in PHP CodeSniffer as well.
Oh, good. I hadn't realized that. So that's cool. Okay, I think that's all my questions. Thanks very much for your time. And thanks for watching or listening. Check us out on Twitter. I'm really bad at this part of the show because I haven't sorted it out yet, but WP Conversations on Twitter, wpconversations.com. We're on YouTube as well, but you can find the link from our website.
And leave a comment or recommendation in the podcast section of iTunes, right?
Oh, yeah. And I'm new to iTunes. I had to sign up to iTunes just to get the feed because I'm just Android, not Mac or Apple. Anyway, yes, go and do that. Vote for us on iTunes. Review us or whatever. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.
See ya. Thanks for watching or listening to WP Conversations. If you enjoyed it, please help us out by sharing the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at WP Conversations, and you can find links to everything at wpconversations.com.